Hi, this is Stefan. You hopefully know me by now, the guy that's trying to figure out Anchor and trying to add some value to its own podcasting series. So today I want to quickly touch on, you know, being a freelancer versus working maybe in a bigger organization versus maybe working as part within a freelance kind of network. And there are a couple of things that I kind of experienced recently to kind of figure how I can scale myself. I'm a freelancer right now for the chosen benefit that you almost can work on your clock to some degree, mostly remotely. That's also great, but also there are, you know, a lot more work in terms of, you know, administering a company and looking at new biz, doing the extra bit of work, etc. etc. So there's a lot of things someone needs to do versus someone that might be working 9 to 5, and don't get me wrong, that's equally as busy, but just in a different framework and maybe a little bit more secure. So how I find myself now, it's the big question, you know, how do you grow as a freelancer? How do you possibly, you know, can get more clients? But, you know, as we know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and you still have family, you still need to have a life, and you still need to sleep. So it's quite hard to possibly balance all these things off and by still scaling yourself. So the next logical step for me really is to become part of a network, a freelance network, which essentially maybe there's this, you know, corporation, this bigger company you can sort of sit within to sort of give you a framework and some more security if you needed it as a freelancer versus just being out there on your own. You're still out there on your own just for the benefits you wanted to, but at the same time you are mingle within a network of like-minded, in that case paid search or digital freelancers, and work collectively on projects. So I think this network idea that I'm currently experiencing, I think it's a very, very interesting way of looking at this, by scaling myself and adding more, you know, doing more work, and sort of also learning from other people. And so the advice I'd like to give is really like not to necessarily shy away from freelancing, thinking this is all like me at home in a corner. No, there are plenty of opportunities out there to really make this work. And for me right now, it seems to be being part of a freelancer network, I think is a good move forward. How that will turn out and what other challenges that might bring or what other opportunities that might bring, I will share in due course. But at the moment, this is something I'm sort of, you know, looking at and playing around with. And I will keep you posted and speak to you tomorrow. Bye.